Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For some reason, this week's episode of NXT started with Shawn Spears taking on Dijak. I mean, why not? Also, hello, my friends, and welcome to NXT Ups and Downs. And we do start with somewhat sad news. There is going to be one more episode of NXT Ups and Downs next week, but it won't be done by me because I'll be gallivanting off at WrestleMania. But after that, once again, we are going to have to retire the show. I know you're all going to get mad at me once more, but I did say when we did bring it back, it has to get the views to justify the time, whatever the equation would be. And at the moment, we can just see we have the numbers. People are more interested in other things we do have to say about other shows. So that's the end of it. Again, you can get mad at me. Comments are down there. People get mad at me anyway. So what's the difference? Let's up those doubts. But indeed, Dijak and Shawn Spears did clash. I don't think they've even had a conversation with each other since they have been in NXT. But fair play to them, because they whooped each other's tuchus. Even though they're not small guys either, they were doing all of the dives, because it is 2024 wrestling, when, my word, Dijak went on top of Tina the Turnbuckle and Shawn Spears jumped up there and he hit him with a German suplex. I was like, guten Tag. These guys then just started firing off at each other because we were getting some wrestling tennis when we got some NXT shenanigans, which is always going to happen, because Joe Gacy popped out from beneath the ring, did that face that he does when he stole the chair that Shawn had brought to the ring. I mean, technically, that's theft. Dijak around about this time as well just absolutely smashed Smith with a flying clothesline too. That's where you got the chops. So you got that noise. When it was you pin me, I'll pin you. Oh, your nan is here, I'll pin her as well. And by this point, I think Shawn thought he was going to lose. So surprise, surprise, he went for that chair. When it wasn't there, he was totally surprised. It didn't mean when he turned back around, he got hit with this choke bomb for an excellent 1-2-ooh, and I actually bought that. But essentially, we were just setting up Dijak here because he smashed Shawn Spears right in the face. He hit the feast your eyes, and he pinned him for the 1-2-3. But I tell you, in the record books, we may have a win-loss record. Obviously, it's a record book. But in terms of both of these guys shining, they totally did. So given the fact this wasn't even advertised, it's definitely getting an up. What an unexpected treat. We then got the first of loads of videos on this tonight's NXT, but this one was really good as well, because it was Roxanne Perez looking at her old babyface self and being like, what a goober and what a naive idiot. This is why she now has to win the championship to prove her new path is the right way. And look, this version of Roxanne Perez as a heel is far better than, man, I hate all your fans. And she is doing a good job here, even though she is a more natural babyface. So yeah, let's do more of this. I think it could definitely work. We then saw a bunch of people who wanted to be the host for Stand and Deliver, including Brindley Rees, who was so excited about this, when the Metaphor walked in to have an audition, I think. I was like, is this a thing? Are we meant to think this is like a big yearly occurrence? And maybe it is and I forgot. I don't know. When we finally did get to a match that was built last week, it was Thea Hale versus Jasmine Nizz. I think this is Jasmine's first match ever since she did randomly pop up in NXT. But everyone had an army out here, because of course JC Jane was on her side, and the other was Chase Yu. Jasmine really went to town on Thea as well, which made me go, you're definitely going to lose here, because you're getting all of the offense. But a big reason for this was JC Jane on the outside, who kept casting distraction. I was like, referee, why are you so bad at your job? I mean, at one point, Chase even stole Andre Chase's towel, and she threw it in the ring, because of course, in a fight, if that does happen, it means that you've given up. Now, apparently, in wrestling, I'm not sure I've ever seen this before, because Riley Osborne got into the squared circle and grabbed it before it hit the floor, this meant it wasn't a submission, but if it had hit the canvas, the ref would have been like, well, I'm sorry, a towel has arrived, and therefore, the match is done. That doesn't make any sense. I was then totally laughing as well, because the referee saw this and said, sorry, Chase, you have to go to the back, even though all he did was catch a towel. And look, when JC Jane was on the apron, they didn't seem to care about that, but eventually, Jane slapped Thea Hale, and this went for the most devastating move in all of Sports Entertainment, the surprise roll-up, but Thea didn't want to lose, so she reversed it into the submission, tap out win. JC jumped her former best friend after this so damn fierce when Izzy, Dame and Kiana James were here to help out. But of course, that just brought out Kalani Jordan and Fallon Henley. I think we're going to have a six-person tag team match. Now, I'm going to throw one last down in there because it got me again today. This Thea Hell and JC Jane story is in fast forward. We could have taken ages here because at one point they were the best of buds. But I actually like everything else with this. And I like the fact we're throwing people in there. Plus, this was so damn fun as a match because it was crazy. Let's get it up. We then just got the best recap video between Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams and even had people like Randy Orton and CM Punk weighing in on the thing. And all I'm going to tell you is you should see this. There's three parts and every single one is brilliant. Also kind of ties into the rumors that are out there that Carmelo Hayes is going to be called up to the main roster after Stand and Deliver. Although unless Trick Williams is as well, Carmelo could have been the champ and Williams could have beaten him for that belt. And it doesn't matter if Carmelo is being called up. So maybe Trick is going up too? I don't know. Speaking of the main roster as well, Natalia was just here. Why wouldn't she be? And this is because on social media, Lola Vice has said, I want to have an open challenge, which is every favorite wrestler's thing, in 2024. So Natalia walked out and she did that thing where she was like, I think you're great. And you're going to be a superstar, but on this day, I'm whipping your ass. They then yelled at each other for a little bit until Lola punched her in the face. But then they both went submission crazy. Once again, it was like, you give me a submission, but then I'll give you a submission. And if you don't tap out, well, I'll have to give you another submission. The NXT matters then continue because Carmen Petrovic just walked out because she doesn't like Lola Vice. But Natalia kind of used that to her advantage and she applied the sharpshooter. Vice didn't fancy tapping out once again, though, so she turned into the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment with a surprise roll up. When Nat was like, no, I have more experience than you. So she hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment and she got the three. So I suppose it makes sense because it does continue to build the Vice Carmen feud and having a main roster person on NXT is always good, so it is going to get an up. But the surprise roll up. It's out of control again. It's just become a crutch. It's like, well, I don't want you to lose, I don't want you to lose. So we'll just pretend you got shocked by the surprise roll-up. But I'm sorry, if you're a professional wrestler in the modern day and you get shocked by the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment that you ain't watching, down. When I think I took some drugs, because we saw a very upset Sean Spears in the NXT parking lot because he was looking for his chair, when Joe Gacy appeared on the roof, and he just threw the thing on the floor. From nowhere, Obafemi walked in, though. He was so annoyed that a chair was on the floor. He stomped on it, but I think he was a bit annoyed at Joe, because, like, man, you almost hit me. But he definitely did.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We also had a video for Sol Ruka because she will be taking on Blair Davenport at Stand and Deliver. And then we had a promo with Blair Davenport and she was like, ha ha, I injured her once and I'll do it again. When we did get to this Stax versus Ilya Dragunov match, I tell you, it was weird last week. It's weird now. Now, I do really like the idea of this thing because Stax wasn't going out there to get wins and losses. He just wanted to injure Ilya and the D'Angelo family were watching on from backstage. And I suppose they had told Stax, we want you to work over his hand. So Stax went after the digits. Even with all that, though, this, of course, lacked any suspense because Ilya Dragunov is not going to lose here in a random match before the pay-per-view premium life event. So eventually Ilya fought back. He did all of his suplexes. He forearmed Stax so hard in the face when eventually he hit the Torpedo Moscow and he got the 1-2-3. Now, Tony D in the back didn't even seem too bothered about this when he told Luca Crucifino, his lawyer, you need to invite Ilya now to a special dinner. I was like, Dragunov, if you go to this special dinner, Well, you're an absolute idiot. And look, this was a decent match too, and Ilya Dragunov has to be one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. But once again, I struggle to get into it, because it's just come out of nowhere. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be that guy. I don't really believe there's any real heat between Tony D and Ilya. I mean, maybe Tony D is going to win the championship because Dragunov is going to be called up as well after WrestleMania. He certainly would fly either on Raw or SmackDown. But it's just one of those stories. You can't be invested in all of them. This one at the moment is not for me. It's getting it down. We then had part two of the Carmelo trick video as Williams was telling us about his uncle and how special Philadelphia was. The only problem with this, my tum-tum started saying, meh. I can't wait until Trick Williams becomes the NXT champion at Stand and Deliver. That actually is an impossibility. But I suppose we can't worry about things that aren't going to happen when the Good Brothers and the Wolf Dogs got into it. Before this, Baron Corbin and Bron Baker were arguing about Tan. Honestly, somehow we got to keep them together. Gallows and Anderson were also talking about the fact it would be much better if they did just have a one-on-one match. But it's not going to happen at this premium live event. In fact, you're going to get a bunch of ass of teams. This is when Rich Holland came to the ring to do an interview. I can't lie, it still has me totally confused. Because he thanked all of his trainers and everybody that's helped him out with NXT, but given everything that has happened to him over the last few months and few years, in the sense he has injured some people by accident, he doesn't think he can take the mental toll of professional wrestling anymore. So he's stepping away from in-ring action indefinitely. What? Now look, we must have done a decent job here, because I am scratching my bald head going, is this real or is it a work? And I don't know. Now, if you put a gun to my head, I'd be like, I'm pretty sure it is just part of a storyline, because I don't think this is the way that you would do it. But at the same time, I don't really understand the point of it. If it is a story, like, is he just going to come back and injure a bunch of people? I don't know. I also don't get why he was feuding with Sean Spears for a couple of weeks. I mean, I suppose you could argue it was to get Ridge's family involved, who he also referenced here. But this is genuinely one of those things where I have to wait and see. Because if it is real, I feel really sorry for the guy. That shouldn't be the way. But if it is a story, I don't understand what character is coming back from this. So let's err on the side of caution and just send all the best to Ridge. And hey-ho, if I have been worked, that's the point of wrestling. And I will give you a couple of thumbs up. We then got another Stand and Deliver video, because of course we are getting Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez for the Women's Championship. When it came Josh Briggs to just beat some people up. Because he was taking on Duke Hudson here, and I like Duke, but clearly he was just here to be a battering ram, because he was just getting suplexed around the place. And at one point, Briggs was like, I don't really like your jaw, so we hit him in it. Nijak was also on commentary because he hates everyone, as Briggs continued to focus on Hudson's back. And at one point, he just threw him into the steel steps. It's like, I thought he was meant to be a good guy. I don't know anymore. Duke eventually did hit a desperation bomb of power, but once again, Josh just shrugged that off when he came back with that crazy lariat that he does, and he got the win. Of course he did. Josh and Dijak then had a big old stare down, because it is super serious, when Oba Femi turned up. And this made me laugh, because he was on one of those platforms. I was like, what have you been doing, Oba, this evening? Just stopping around NXT HQ. The whole point, though, is that he is done with both of these guys, so at Stand and Deliver, it is going to be a triple threat match. And I will tell you this, if we do that right, that could be absolutely amazing. And you could even give the belt to Dijak. He's been doing great work recently. I'm enjoying all of this. And it kind of is big men slapping man meat up. We then got the final part of the Trick Carmelo videos, and I am just going to give it an up, because again, I'm now so excited about that match. And a little disappointed that it's not the main event. We also cut to the production truck after here, when the metaphor told us, why, we are officially the hosts for Stand and Deliver. I was like, well, surely even the production truck, you're going to be the official producers? I don't know what this was. Ilya Dragunov then got his official invitation to that D'Angelo party, and he's definitely going to go. When we got to our main event, it was the Alpha Academy trying to see if they could get into this pay-per-view premium-like tag team match. They were taking on the Wolf Dogs. Now, I thought this was an absolute riot, and I had a great time with it, but there was only one thing I want to talk about, because I don't care about anything else. And that's because Otis and Tozawa were going to do a doomsday device, and when they hit Bron Breakker in midair, he reversed that into a fallaway slam. I've watched this about 79 times, and I cannot work it out. And this Bron Breakker man, he is not of this planet. Wolf Dogs also powerbombed Otis through Allen the announce table because they were done with him. And when Tozawa tried to hit a Hurricane Rana, Baron Corbin was like, no. He gave him a bomb of power as Breaker came in with the spear. 1, 2, 3, they cooked him. I am so damn worried that Bron Breakker is going up to the main roster after WrestleMania because I need this tag team together forever. And of course, all the other teams in the Stand and Deliver match came out after this. And somebody said, go. There was a big old brawl. We will soon know more, though, because I imagine if the Wolf Dogs do lose their championships, people are being moved around. But they are a great team. This was a great match. I am giving it an up. Never get over that doomsday reversal. I mean, what the flub can't he do? Now, of course, please do leave a comment below and let me know what you thought about last night's NXT. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Click the video on the screen, which is ups and downs for Monday Night Raw. And yes, I know people are going to be mad at me for NXT, but we are a business at the end of the day, and we just have to move our attention to things that are doing well, and things that don't do as well go away. Also, I'll just be honest with you, NXT ups and downs will probably never come back. That sucks for me too. I enjoy doing this, but I also do understand. Anyway, take care. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.